The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Feels like it's been a very long time, Rolien Marks. How are you?
It feels like ages. Welcome back, Simon and Steve.
Thank you so very much. I know I can joke with you. I can always pull your leg. I was having a bit of a joke a little earlier about the new Israeli Minister of Tourism. Your thoughts?
Oh, he's very James Bondy, isn't he?
I thought you might say something like that. Anyway, let's get on to serious.
Even down to the blue trunks, it was like a scene from James Bond, or maybe because it's Israel, James Bondovich. Who knows?
Who knows? Certainly doing his bit to market Israeli beaches, that is for sure. But let's talk about this new government of yours. Are they finding their feet? Are they settling in? Are you governing? What's going on?
Well, we are governing. I mean, despite the fact that about 20 minutes ago, the Likud faction tried to push forward a no-confidence motion inside the government, it's basically thought that this is going to not pass. Minister Ze'ev Elkin, he spoke on behalf of the government, accused them of trying to delegitimize the votes of those who do not support Likud and its allies. And the new speaker of the Knesset, Miki Levy, he got the control of the room despite losing it momentarily. But Elkin shouted, "Don't talk to us about legitimacy. If it does not serve you, it's not legitimate. If you're on the outside, it's not legitimate." So very, very strong words and lending to the kind of climate of less than democratic behavior coming from the factions that are not supporting the new government. But anywho, let's talk about what a busy week it has been for the new government, getting to push forward or stop the bottleneck of decisions. And we just have breaking news. After a very, very difficult session, the Knesset has voted down two separate no confidence measures against the government. So there we go. Netanyahu saying he will bring down the government much faster than you expect. If I could ask him any question directly, I would say, what purpose is this serving this country at the moment? Okay, so back to what the government has accomplished. In the last week, given that there were a number of posts outstanding around the world insofar as ambassadors, consulates, diplomatic staff were concerned, that has been voted through, and 36 very, very happy individuals were notified yesterday of their new postings. The decision on this was held off or delayed for 6 months. Other major decision being voted through yesterday unanimously was for an inquest into what happened at Meron, the horrendous disaster that saw the death of 45 people who had gone there for Lag BaOmer, the biggest disaster outside of a wartime scenario for Israel. That motion to form an investigative committee has gone through. Last week, the finance minister, Avigdor Lieberman, announced that he had earmarked 6 million shekels for this investigation, and the committee saying that everybody is up for investigation, whether you're a politician, a religious leader, police, civilian, whoever. The investigation will not exempt anybody from it. So quite a big decision.
On that particular issue, it's just interesting to me that it doesn't seem to me that there's much antagonism from the Haredi community itself. They appear to be in support of this investigation.
Well, yes, you know, at the end of the day, it's in the best interest of the country, and it's in the best interest of the Haredi community if we can ensure that next year that their safety is paramount, that we don't have a situation like we had just several months ago, next year and the years to come. You know, this is what is most important. You know, it's time to put aside petty politics and look at the well-being of the country. You know, somebody asked me earlier today, it looks like the government is really starting to work, and you can see the optics coming from this. Every time there is a major announcement, we have Gantz, Lapid and Bennett a united front making any kind of announcement. The optics are just as important as the work that is being done.
Interesting. Talk to me about this issue of shredding documents before leaving. What was Mr. Netanyahu getting rid of?
Well, first of all, there was another big issue last week about whether or not Mr. Netanyahu will vacate the Balfour residence. A lot of criticism inside Israel saying that, he's not the prime minister anymore and he's got three other residences and needs to vacate the premises. Because even though Naftali Bennett is not going to stay there, it's still the residence that is there to host foreign dignitaries. Last week at the handover meeting, or prior to the handover meeting, it was reported that Netanyahu possibly shredded very, very important documents that should have been given to Prime Minister Bennett. Now, he's denying it, but the Prime Minister's office have said that they will be investigating to see whether or not this happened and what kind of documents were shredded. I said it on air on Friday morning. I know there are people that are disappointed that their candidate or their faction is not in the government at the moment. But really, guys, we have to ask ourselves, is it in Israel's best interest to have this, or is a strong Israel a good Israel for everybody?
Yeah, hear you loud and clear. So has Bibi agreed to vacate the Prime Minister's residence, or where are we with that?
He has apparently agreed to vacate the residence by the 10th of July.
Okay, we'll wait and watch that one with great interest. Fascinating story is this issue of vaccines for the Palestinians. Seems to me that you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Well, exactly. I mean, if we go back a couple of months, the whole issue was criticism against Israel. Why aren't you vaccinating the Palestinians? And we made it very clear. First of all, they said they don't want our help. And as per the Oslo Accords of 1995, it clearly states that the Palestinians are responsible for their own health care, including vaccination, something that they saw that if we interfered in any way, we would be infringing on their sovereignty, so to speak. But Israel did reach an agreement with the Palestinians. It's a humanitarian agreement. And a lot of people have said, why isn't Israel vaccinating South Africans and South African Jewish community? We also have to understand that we cannot interfere in the sovereign, what goes on in another sovereign state. So I just want to put that out there before I get more WhatsApps on that subject. But this was a humanitarian agreement, and Israel had agreed to transfer 1.4 million Pfizer vaccines. Over the weekend, we transferred 100,000 of these vaccines, which were then rejected by the Palestinian Authority. They said that it didn't meet their technical standards. Israel says we made it very, very clear that this particular batch will expire by the end of June. Now, in the 4 or 5 days that have transpired, the Palestinian Authority could have vaccinated a fair whack of citizens before these vaccines expire, which is sometime towards the end of next week. And it's opened up a debate. What is the reason that they are rejecting these vaccines? Is it because they come from Israel? Is it because maybe it will expose the level of corruption in the Palestinian Authority, that maybe these vaccines will not go out to civilians? What is the issue? Benny Gantz, our defense minister, says we are absolutely committed to ensuring that the Palestinians are vaccinated, which is very interesting coming from him. And we know that three countries, and we don't know which countries they are, have asked for those vaccines that the Palestinians don't want.
Wow, isn't that interesting? All right, and my goodness me, Rolene, we've only got a minute to talk about this. Perhaps we need to continue this discussion tomorrow as well, because this is important. This is the new president of Iran. His name is Raisi, apparently a hardliner of note.
Well, apparently he is the most extreme of the leaders to date. Naftali Bennett, our Prime Minister, has said that this is the wake-up call for the world. And very, very concerning, he has said, President-elect Raisi, that he has no intention of negotiating over Tehran's ballistic missile program or stopping support for regional militias. That includes what we are seeing, Hutu militia in Yemen. And he says that he is very wary and against getting into any Iranian nuclear deal. He is a massive, massive concern, and he is known as the executioner.
Wow, Rolene, I think we definitely will pursue that story tomorrow again, because it's 5:30. We need to leave it there. As always, thank you so very much.
Speak to you tomorrow.